Matthew Metzger is an artist and designer of unique furniture for an international clientele. He's based here in Cincinnati, and his Materiality collection is featured in Architectural Digest's Home Design Show in Manhattan, from which he just returned. Welcome back, Matthew.
Thank you.
The Materiality collection is described as a celebration of material imperfections. How does that translate into your completed design?
Well, it is a celebration of imperfections. The design starts from an intuition as opposed to a drawing or classical design being about proportion. And it is inspired by materials, which is why we call it the Materiality Collection. And inherent in those materials is these imperfections that we like to try to celebrate.
So, for example, when you're looking at a piece of wood and you see a grain that doesn't look correct. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and it's a difficult thing to make that very racy grain, if you will, or imperfections to some people, work in terms of a final design.
It's not just wood, though. What are some of the other materials that you use?
We use a variety of metals, stainless steel, raw steel, a variety of brasses, bronzes, and then there are acid patinas on some of those metals to color them, to oxidize them. We use some stone, and then there are a variety of different finishes on the woods and the stones and the metals. And I talk about the patinas on the metals, but we kind of developed our own bleach for the woods and then char, which is actually taking a large torch to burn the woods as well, which gives it a deep black appearance that's almost a black that you're not used to seeing.
How many pieces are in this collection that's being shown in New York?
There were two coffee tables, two side tables, a chair, and a dining room table.
And all of those pieces were for sale, or were they for just display and then taking orders from that?
We did offer them for sale, but the bigger idea is to display them and then take production orders going forward.
And you have a clientele that's across the world, don't you?
We have international clientele. Locally, we do a good amount of work, and then East Coast and West Coast and Chicago.
And your furniture has really clean, crisp lines. It's really lovely to look at on your website. And simplicity seems to be a really key element for you, too.
Absolutely. And that is probably the hardest thing to achieve, is that the simplicity and the use of these sometimes rather bulky and atypical materials.
You started out first as a visual artist, is that right?
Well, they were kind of intertwined. My grandma was an artist. She taught me how to draw and paint, and my grandpa was a furniture maker as a hobby and also developed film, you know, when there was actually film to develop, and that was his business. He kind of taught me the craft, let's say, and my grandma taught me the art of it, and started making paintings and furniture around the same time, and decided to try to venture into designing. Yes, and making it my occupation and vocation.
In looking at your paintings too, they really look like you use color to build an effect. And you talked about them on the website as being sense memory. Could you talk a little bit about that?
I'm influenced deeply by color field painting. And yes, there are colors to create an atmosphere, not for the sake of the colors, which would be more of a colorist notion, but for the sake of creating this kind of ephemeral atmosphere. And that has a lot to do, at least for me, with memory of a place as opposed to the actual literal depiction of that place.
And how long have you been creating furniture and art as a vocation now?
Again, it's been a gradual process. In a way, we sold the first piece of furniture about 5 years ago, and it's just kind of been nonstop from there.
But you came to it through a rather circuitous route because you started out as an attorney, right?
That is right. And kind of the backbone of what I'm thinking about in terms of why I'm doing this is the same as an attorney as it is for an artist, the literature that I'm influenced by, in particular literature and in poetry.
Was there a specific piece of poetry or a specific philosophy that led you in the direction to give up the law for being an artisan?
Oh, no, there was no eureka moment, I guess, as some people have it. Particular poets, I suppose, I'm interested in. Jim Harrison being one, kind of the grit of his writing. I think you can see a little bit in some of my work. Another poet who has really deeply influenced my paintings is a woman named Edel Adnan, who is also a painter.
When you work with clients who commission your work, do they come to you with a specific design in mind, or do they look at your pieces and say, that's what I want?
Well, about 70% of what we do is commission, as opposed to pieces that we make on spec and then sell. And it's usually a design of ours that we've done that they come and they want customized or tweaked in some way.
What does that mean, to customize or tweak it? How does that happen?
Sure. If you're in the market for a very nice heirloom quality piece of furniture, you want it perfect in terms of size and scale to where you're going to be putting it and to what your function and use of that piece is. So if you have space for a 9-foot dining table, you're not going to settle for an 8.5-foot one. Oftentimes, that's how our clients approach it. So sizes, thicknesses of materials are all customizable. And then, of course, woods in certain circumstances are customizable, as are other materials.
Do you have trainees or apprentices working with you, or is this all on your own?
I do, and I collaborate very closely with a metal fabricator named Ryan Slattery, who's a good friend, and also collaborate with two local artists who have a foundry named Celine Hawkins and Jared Hawkins for casting pieces. And I've had a couple of apprentices. I prefer to think of them as collaborators as opposed to the traditional apprentice situation. But yeah, we've brought a lot of people in, and I hope to continue to do that and involve kind of the local art world in collaborations more and more.
Where is your studio located?
It's in Mainville, right on the corner of Mainville and Loveland.
Are you working on any particularly ambitious pieces right now?
I guess what's on the drawing board or on the shop floor right now is a very large extension table with a cast base fabrication that, unextended without the leaves, will be 78 inches, and then it will extend to 12 feet, 144 inches. There's a lot of engineering involved in a piece like that to make it work as an extension table.
Well, it's pretty dramatic, and people can see examples of your wonderful work by going to your website. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me. My guest has been designer and artist Matthew Metzger. You can find out more about his work by going to our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. That's all one word. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.